Welcome to episode 13 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Hey guys, welcome to episode 13. I'm particularly excited about episode 13 because 13 is my favorite number, and I know that sounds silly, but I don't know, I'm just excited about it. So episode 13 is a Q&A show, so I'm going to be answering a question about bootstrapping actually today. So it's a little different. We're not talking social media today, but I am very, very excited to bring this this sort of topic into the conversation and then also hear your guys' feedback. First things I want to do is I want to do shout outs, and I have a very cool shout out today from Sandy Sadu. She has a fantastic podcast out, so you guys should check that out. I will actually link to it in the show notes. I was on an episode a couple of weeks ago talking about Facebook. But she says, edutainment, actionable business tips. I literally found myself laughing out loud while working out and listening to Hit the Mic. Hit the Mic is like a conversation between friends with the added benefit of awesome business advice. Stacey packs in solid, actionable tips in her podcast. I'll definitely be back for more. Thanks, Sandy, for leaving that. The way you guys get these shout-outs and the way you guys get on for this stuff is to leave a review over at iTunes. If you leave just a rating, I can't actually see your name, so be sure to leave a review too. All honest feedback is appreciated. I love hearing from you guys, so thank you so much for continuing to do that. I get so excited to read them. So I want to jump in pretty quickly today because I know this is sort of a crazy time of year, and I want to talk about our topic today, which is bootstrapping. I've gotten questions about bootstrapping before because a lot of people know that I bootstrap my business. I've never taken on debt or anything like that. Everything in my business has been either stuff I had existing, which is what I did when I first started, or the business is paid for. So as I've made more profits, it's gone right back into the business, which I think is the way most of us spend at least our first year, if not more. I've been really lucky, like I said, that I haven't had to take on any like serious credit card debt or anything like that. When I started my first business, which was my virtual assistant business, I had the technology. I already had a computer and things like that. So I was able to just sort of get started with minimal sort of startup costs, so to speak. But it varies for everyone. And so I think that it's important to talk about kind of how we do that. And then the question I get a lot is also, when you're bootstrapping and you don't have a ton of money to outsource things and you're wearing all of the hats, how do you sort of balance that and focus on one thing at a time or a few things at a time? The biggest thing I want to say about bootstrappers is we do wear a lot of hats. So even once we're financially able to outsource, I think we, a lot of times, I know for me at least, still struggle to outsource because we've gotten so used to doing it all. So I do want to start by saying that outsourcing can be really, really helpful and also a lot less scary than you think it is. You don't have to outsource a lot of stuff or massive projects. Start small. Also, think about, you don't have to necessarily outsource things in your business. I hear from a lot of people like, oh, well, my business is getting bigger and I don't have a lot of time to like manage my house and my business, so I guess I'll bring on a VA. Well, that's like not necessarily what you have to do. You could also think about outsourcing things in your personal life. For example, having a housekeeper come a couple times a week or a couple times a month to do things like prepare meals or clean your house or do your laundry. Having your groceries delivered, having things like have a dog walker come and walk your dog. Personally, it's about prioritizing. Maybe that dog walking time is really important for you to sort of center yourself in your day. So that's something you do. But laundry is not at all. It's just inconvenient. So have somebody, you know, you can either send it out to the cleaners or you can have somebody come in and take care of it for you, whatever it is. You don't have to necessarily outsource business stuff alone is my point here. Now, the guts of this question, and I've gotten it from a few people, like I said, is focusing. And I'm a prime example of what not to do most of the time. I'm a terrible multitasker. I know that multitasking kills productivity, but I'm really bad about it. I'm so terrible about it. I really tend to do three things at once, but I've gotten a lot better. And the way I've gotten better is I do a brain dump every morning. which sounds really gross now that I said it. But what I do is I write down all of the stuff that has to happen according to my brain, that this stuff, like, this is all really important. And then I go through and I figure out what's really not that important, because most of the time there's at least two things, and I prioritize. So do what has to get done first, and then move on. I've heard this advice a couple of places. I will do some of the small things first. If I've got six things on my to-do list and three of them are going to take 20 minutes, I will do those three things that take 20 minutes first, because A, you get the satisfaction of like, yes, I'm getting things done. You get to do that magical thing where you cross stuff off the to-do list, because we all know that we've added stuff to-do list just to cross it off. That moment is just so important. And also, you have the bigger things don't seem so overwhelming, because now instead of having six things on your list, you have three things on your list. I really think that prioritizing also to your timeline. If I have something that's due in a week and I have something that's due today, I will focus on things that's due today. And this is something I used to be really bad about. I would go, oh, no, well, this will take me longer, or this will take less time, or, oh, I'd rather be doing this. Sometimes you have to just sort of focus on the time and getting ahead. Also, when I can get ahead on things like recording podcasts or uploading podcasts or sending out my email newsletter or setting my social media foundation or on client work, I will when I have that free time. The other thing I do to help my focus on a day-to-day basis is I have a weekly business development day. So every Friday I take either a half day or a full day just to focus on my business. So record podcasts, meet with accountability partners, write content for, like, I'm getting ready to launch a Google Plus guide. So the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus. So on my business development days, that's quite often the day that I write content or record videos for that. When I did the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing, it was the same thing. When I am writing sales copy, it's the same thing. It's just a matter of making sure that I am working on my business and not for my business. So I don't do client meetings. I don't do client calls. I don't do client work. I don't do any of that stuff. I just work on hit the mic stuff. And that has really helped me stay focused during the week, or the other days of the week, I should say, on client stuff. The last piece of advice I'm going to give you, if you're a bootstrapper, is to set your schedule. Knowing exactly how many hours you have in the day is surprisingly helpful in getting things done. I've always been really serious about when my day ended and having my evening time with my son. That doesn't mean I don't sometimes get back on the computer after he goes to bed, which is terrible and I'm not encouraging you to do. But at 5 o'clock, I'm going to stop for the day. And I don't work weekends. I don't work Saturday and Sunday unless I have to go to an event, and I didn't control the day of the event, so I can't help that. But having that schedule and knowing exactly how many hours you have to get things done really helps accomplish the maximum amount of stuff in a day. So those are my sort of bootstrapping advice for staying focused and not overdoing. Really, it comes down to scheduling and prioritizing. And then remembering that you can ask for help. You know, help doesn't always have to be a cost. Don't forget the value of the people in your own house. If you have family or things like that that can help you, don't forget to ask them for help, because generally they're pretty happy to help. So that's been really important for me. All right. So if you want to get featured on an upcoming episode, be sure to head over to iTunes and leave your review. Other than that, have a great week, and I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.